Well, here we are in another Sunday of Advent, Sunday that we have all gone through many times, I'm sure, in our homes and in our churches and all that. And I think I've mentioned, I can't remember that I have for sure, but a couple of years ago, I started a practice of writing a haiku every day. I've been writing poetry for as long as I can remember, and I write other things as well, but still. So I've been writing a haiku every day, and first of all, first few months, it was just whatever was going on around the world, and then it sort of turned into a memoir almost. But there's only so much I can write about myself before I get sick of it. I don't know what the people who read them, there is a small group of people that I send these out to. It's the writing group that I'm part of, and my family, because, well, they're my family, they're stuck with me no matter what. And if nothing else, they corrected some of the things I said as I was going along. And then I began to realize that one of the things that I would like to do in them is to reflect the church year. And so I've been writing a week of haikus on the various weeks of Advent. Just started that. And so for today's haiku, I said I was going to write a haiku every day. I didn't say I was going to write a good haiku every day. So some of them are quite good. Most of them are very average, and a few are just awful. But I've managed to keep it up. Today's is happiness or joy. Is there a difference? Does it matter if there is? And that's a lot of what's going on with the sermon title. Is this another false choice? The choice between happiness and joy. Are they the same thing? Well, I think I've said before, almost certain I've said before, that I don't think they are. Happiness is our response to what's going on around us. We are happy when we go to the dentist and we don't have any cavities. We're happy when people give us something. We're happy when we make a light that we often get red. Sometimes they're little, sometimes they're huge. I was very happy when Haley's last operation was a success, and all things being equal, she won't need another one. Hopefully ever, because operations are a pain. But joy is not necessarily the same. And I realize there are lots of different ways we could go about this. I'm not talking so much of the dictionary definition of happiness and joy, but more sort of a working definition or working definitions that I've found helpful. Because they are similar, they coexist, but you can have one and not the other. One of the things I was noting in my Bible, something just struck me. The Holy Spirit often gives me little insights as I'm sitting listening to one of you read, so I'm very grateful for that, because if I was reading, I wouldn't be able to hear it. And in Isaiah 61, verse 8, it begins with, "For I, the Lord, love justice." And I had this little nudge from the Spirit, a little bit of insight that said that justice is related to joy. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, how does that work? And the thing that came to mind was, you can be happy that you just embezzled $10,000 from your company, but I don't think you can be joyful about it. Joy is something else. Joy is this connection to what's larger than ourselves. Joy is something that is external to ourselves to a certain extent also. And the reason why I know that is that I have my own witness of this, and I've heard it from many people, including many of you, about being joyful in the midst of things that don't make you happy. How can we be joyful when we're sitting with someone in palliative care? How can we be joyful when we hear what's going on in the world? There's almost nothing that comes across my social media feed that doesn't relate to family, directly to family and friends. There's almost nothing that makes me happy. Because what's on there? People responding to someone's remark that they think is ridiculous, and this is why. People talking about what's going on in the Ukraine, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on with Gaza, what's going on with Argentina, and all of these other places, these incredibly awful things. None of them make me happy. And yet, I am frequently still joyful. Well, how does that even work? Well, part of it comes from a slight reworking of Paul's words. I hope he won't mind, because he begins this reading today with, "Be joyful always." And I'm not convinced that we always get that correct. Because it's very easy for us to look at that and say, we must gin ourselves up and be joyful always. And I don't think that's what's going on. I think what's happening here is that Paul is saying, be alert to the fact that the Holy Spirit within you may be providing you with joy even in the midst of everything. There are some things in here that I think we are called to do. Praying continually, giving thanks in all circumstances. That's in all circumstances, not for all circumstances. Greek prepositions are incredibly powerful, and that's one of them. And there's lots of ways that Paul could have said that we are supposed to give thanks for all circumstances, and he chose none of them. We give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The being joyful is what kicks it all off for me, because being joyful is that internal reality that there's more to life than just easy things that we can touch, that we can see, we can hear. Joy, I believe, is a gift from God. And it's not one that we can create within us. There are circumstances where it seems easier for us to see that. And that's wonderful. And that reminds us that we are fully human beings with the full range of experience and all that goes into it, and that there are some things that really make us joyful. Some of them are obvious and are common to many. Lots and lots of people report this inner feeling of what they call joy or something like that when the Christmas tree is put up, the decorations are finished, and they're sitting down with a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, whatever it is they do, and they're just looking at what's there. And their family's there, and nobody's fighting, it's all done. And this feeling wells up in them that's more than happiness. And I think that's us seeing the joy that is always at least potentially available to us through the Holy Spirit who gives us these things. And sometimes it's easier to see it. Why do so many people who have just had a baby, which obviously I don't know what it's like, but I've been there and it doesn't look fun, talk about joy at seeing the face of this infant? It's not just relief that it's over, and they hardly ever say that they're happy. But the word joy often comes up in there, even in the midst of an incredibly, at best, uncomfortable experience, and often excruciatingly painful. It's because joy isn't triggered by what's happening around us. Joy is something that comes from within, that's independent of our external circumstances, which is why we can be joyful. These people have demonstrated they can be joyful in the worst of circumstances, in the same way that people can report a complete lack of joy when from our perspective, they have everything they could possibly want. Maybe even more than everything. I don't for a second want to minimize the power of mental illness. Depression is something that many of us have suffered with, including me. I've been taking antidepressants for a long time because they make me better. But we notice so often people who, that from the outside, have everything they could possibly want. They have money, they have possessions, they have positive fame, not just infamy. They have lovely partners, they seem to have good children, all of these things, and that they find the only way out is to die of suicide. These people aren't happy, and nor are they joyful. So it's another reminder that none of this comes from the outside, or at least it's not caused by what's on the outside. There is no sum of money that you can give to anyone to make you joyful. Happy? Absolutely. They've done studies. It turns out money can buy happiness, by the way. You know how? By spending it on other people. People who are generous, this includes people from the poorest to the richest, although the richest aren't known for this, but people who are very well off, who contribute money to other people, have higher rates of happiness. Joy is something, maybe they have that too, and I suspect they probably do, because if you're the kind of person who enjoys being generous, I'm pretty sure the Holy Spirit is well alive within you. Whether you know who's knocking at your inner door to say, this is a thing you need to do, and then you feel good afterwards. The Holy Spirit is the one who does that, whether you know it or not. So it's not a choice that we have to make. It's a false choice, because it's not that if you have one, you must have the other, or that if you have one, you can't have the other. It's that we need to draw a fairly clear distinction between the two, so we can recognize that joy comes not just when we're happy, but often when we're not. Because if joy, as I have pretty strongly suggested, it comes from the Holy Spirit within us, for many of us, we become closer to God, not when we have everything we need, but when there's something that we don't have, that we need. Not something we want, but something that we need. Why do I feel joyful when I'm sitting with someone who is unwell? Because I know there's nothing I can do. I'm not happy they're unwell. Sometimes I'm not even happy I'm there. But there's something that comes within me that says, this is what matters the most, that allows me to be my best self, whether I'm happy or not. Because that's another thing that joy does. It creates in us the possibility of being our best selves. This is a gift from God. And it's one that God gives with a generous hand to all. You don't have to know who God is. You don't have to be in that relationship with God through Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to enjoy the gift of joy. It came to me long before I had that relationship. It's been a signpost that has directed people to that relationship for millennia. We don't have to choose it. And in a very real sense, we can't. So instead of trying to say, I will force myself to be joyful, put things around you that make you happy. But keep your inner eyes and your inner ears open, always, for that flicker of joy that comes to us from a gracious God, who gives to us all with a liberal hand. Amen.